Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chaf Tes, and we are on Chaf Ches on the base. A couple of lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So we're talking about what the Mishnah had commented earlier, where the Mishnah had gone through various people who were kosher or pasul. We know we're in the dafim of Ksheir Memsulim. So we had on Chav Zayin Mabez that the Tanakhama held that if there was somebody who was related, but then they weren't related anymore, somebody died, Hareza Kosher. So that as long as one is not related at the crucial time, at the time of the Eidus, so then one is kosher to give testimony. Or at the time that the Eidus was seen. That's what Rashi says over there on the Mishnah, Ba'osa Shah. If somebody is Karov Ba'osa Shah, that is a problem. Rashi says, Shehuba Laha'id, Osha Ra Ha'edus. At the time that he comes, or he sees. But if it was Karov Nisrachik before he saw the Eidus, Rashi says there, so then it is okay, kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there is a child that is still left from the relationship, a person has a daughter, and the daughter died, and there are children from that daughter, so then he remains a karov, as if the daughter is still alive, so to speak. Says the Gemara, Biudo Mervechulu, Amar Ritanchel, Amar Ritavlo, Amar Rabbi Bruna, Amar Raf. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that even though the daughter's not alive anymore, still we would say that there is still kirva as long as there's a grandchild. Rav Amar Rav Nachman ain't halacha Rabbi Yehuda. V'chein Amar Rav Bar Chana. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ain't halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. One version. Ika demasi la laha deraba bar Chana aha. Some have the discussion that we just had on the following. At Zudar Shabiosi Aglili, Uvasa la Kohanim Halavim, El Shofet Asheyye, Bayamim Mahim. You shall go to the Kohanim, the Levim, and the judges from that day. Vechisala Adaitachash Adam Holechel Shofet Shaloha Yabiyamav. What's the Kiddush of the Torah? You should go to the Shoftim in your generation. What? You should go to the Shoftim that lived 100 years before you. There's no Halamina. So what's the Torah emphasizing? Of course you can only go to those who live in your generation. Ella, so the Gemara in a number of places has different drushas relating to this Gemara. We have elsewhere the emphasis of Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro. Go to the Shofet in your generation. And he has the status of judges and generations earlier. But here the Gemara darshes it differently. How do you know? What does it mean? Be Yamav in your days. Elazesh Ayakarov Vinisrachik. This is talking about someone who was related, and then he's not related anymore. He was related by marriage, and then the person dies. So you go by your days. That day, the day that you're going to testify, as long as you're not related at the Shas Adin, so then that is okay. And those people are kosher. And on that, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Halacha Rabbi Yosi Aglili related to that. I saw a Chakira in the Achronim. Whether when someone dies, in a relative that dies, do we say that there is no relation anymore? There's no kirva anymore, period. Or do we say that there is kirva, but it's weakened so much that it doesn't play any halachic problem? Yesh ladun, im biri hadaf suggests, im hatam shekasher la'achar misa, hu mishum shela'achar misa sa'isha bat la'kurva la'gamrei, sha'af shehutra kurva, even though there is some relation left, mikal makom nilman midrashat Rav Yosi, shekasher la'achar misa, the kivat shemeis, Hamakasher nechlasha hakurva suggests that neimos netzach, that the latter is true. Because if there was no kurva at all, what do you need a pasuk for? There's no kurva, they're not related anymore. It must be there is still some connection, and yet it is weakened to the point that one is allowed to consider it that they're not related regarding Eidus, or that their relationship is not strong enough. Right? This comes up in the first parak of Kiddushin also, if you remember, that we need a source, possibly, according to certain days of the Gemara, we need a source to say that after Misa Sabal, the woman can get remarried. What do you mean? He's no longer there. You need a matir? The marriage dissipated, right? Who asreva, who matira? But the Gemara ends off by saying that there's a pasuk. We need a pasuk for. Maybe there's some type of kurva that's left even after death. Right? Even after death, and that is connected to this idea here in the Neimos Netzach. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Barachan, Amar Biochanan, Allah Rabbi Yosef Lili. Good, we did that. B'nei Chamua de Marukva, last line. The sons of the father-in-law of Marukva, his brothers-in-law, Krovim and Nisrachu Havi. Right, they were related, and they were there, then they were Nisrachim. Mar Ukva's wife dies, right? Their sister died, and therefore they were no longer related anymore. So this was a famous woman, right? The wife of Maruk. Remember, where did this come up? Right? This comes up in the famous Gemara, or I like to quote it, the Gemara in Ksubis Samaches, where they were, that Bar Ukva and his wife used to give, tzedakah anonymously to an ani, and then one time the ani wanted to see who was giving them tzedakah, so he ran outside when they were there and they started running after, Bar Ukva and his wife, and what happens? They try to catch them and they can't catch them, right? That was the Gemara, and they run into an oven, and then, the oven is burning his feet, and he stands on his wife's feet, and because he says, why does your feet not burning? Because I give tzedakah, and I don't just give the tzedakah, I give the money to the aniyim, I don't give the money to the aniyim, I give bread to the aniyim. They don't even have to go and use it and buy anything. And that is why the special bris that I would have, it's not even that they have to do anything, and therefore that is on an even higher level. That's Samach Zayin Mabes. Sorry, not Samach Ches, Samach Zayin Mabes. Right? I'll just read the line. Amr le ani shechichre begavi debesi, makarva hanayasi. Right? Makarva hanayasi. Right? That's why my legs aren't burning. Can just imagine one of the great Amoram of Mar Ukva being in the oven, standing on his wife's toes. It's a very graphic, beautiful imagery that his wife's feet aren't burning, and he's a little bit getting singed, and therefore he's standing on his wife's feet. That's Mar Ukva and his wife, and that's why Mar Ukva's wife died in our story, and that's what the question is he still related to his brothers-in-law? Mar Ukva is also the one in Chulin, about who says that I am like wine compared to my father, I'm like vinegar compared to my father who's like wine. He weighs 24 hours, and I only weigh 6 hours. And Mar Ukva has some great stories throughout Shas. Says the Gemara now, so here, his brothers-in-law come to him, Aslakami Ladina. They come to him to be their judge. Amar Lahu Pasilna Lacholadina. He says, I'm sorry, I'm pasul to you. I can't be your judge. Amrulay, my daitek Rabbi Yehuda, why? Right, you hold like Rabbi Yehuda? In our Mishnah, who said that even if the relative dies, if there are still children from that relative, so then there's still kurva. Anan maisinan igris amimarava de'en halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We'll bring a letter from Eretz Yisrael that we don't pasul like Rabbi Yehuda. So what are you worried about? Amar Lahu, says Mar Ukva, Atu Bakava Tekira, Idbakana Bakhu. Am I stuck to you with a kav of wax? Right? You think I'm literally stuck to you, and that's why we originally were pasul? Rashi. Bakav shall sha'ava nidbakti bachem bitviya klomar eni davuk bachem klau. That's not the reason. You think I'm stuck to you? You're right, I'm not stuck to you. But what's the issue? Back to the Gemara. I didn't say I'm puzzled to judge your case. Right? I didn't mean that per se, that it's because we're related. I don't think you're gonna listen to me. You think of me as a brother-in-law, you think of me as somebody on your side, and therefore it's just not gonna work out. I'm Roes Anolad, I see that you're not gonna listen, and therefore let's just call it here and not enter into this situation. Good. Oaves Eshreshbino, Vechulu. The Mishnah continued and said that somebody who is very beloved is also possible. That's Rabbi Yehuda continued in the Mishnah. An Oave and a Sone are also possible. And the Chacham say back to him, Lo Nechshadu Yisrael Alkach. So, what's an Oave, what's a Sone? So, Oaves Eshreshbino, somebody who's his best man, somebody who is close with him at the wedding. So how long at the wedding do we say there's a psul? So v'kama, Amar Biyaba, Amar Birmi, Amar Rav, Kol Shivas Yimei HaMishteh. All Shivas Yimei HaMishteh, he is pasul. That's when there's a special feelings that are felt, and that's when he is pasul to the chasim. Rabba Barbana Mishneh, the Rabba Amri, Afilu Mi Amrishin Ve'elok. No, even from the first day, after the wedding, it's okay. After the wedding, kasher, Rashi, but lo shushbinus, v'kasher lohayim. The Shashbinus is batal right after the wedding, and there's Kshirim Lahayim. When's the last time we had Shashbinus? So you remember that from Bava Basra in the last parak. We discussed the Shashbinus of each son, and if the father sends it when he's alive, and then he dies, it's the same level of Shashbinus apply afterwards. But yeah, you have the same word in Rashi, the Shashbinus. Hasone, Kol Shalo Diber Bechulu. So what about the opposite? Somebody who hates, right? Even though it's an Isser in the Torah. Lo sista es achicha bil vavecha. But we know, sometimes there are people who, some of us, we have certain feelings. So asone. So somebody who did not talk to him for 3 days on purpose because of hatred. Kol shalot dibre v'chulu. Tana Rabbana, where's the source for that? That a Sonin and Ohev are problematic to testify. Rabbi Yehuda, v'hu lo oyev lo, the context is Ari Miklat. But we darshan. V'hu lo oyev lo, if he is not his enemy, ye'idenu. He could testify for him. V'lo mevakesh ra'aso, yedinenu. And he's not looking after his evil, he's not looking for something bad to happen, so yedinenu. Right? He can judge him, right? As Rashi explains how we could darshan this from the psukim. So those are ashkachat sone. So I understand that sone, someone, because the psukim say, if he doesn't hate him, that he could testify and be a judge. So ashkachat sone, ohev minala. Where do we see that an ohev is a problem and cannot testify on their behalf? Kari behachi, v'hu lo oyev lo, v'lo ohev lo. Yidenu. Veloma vakesh raso, velo tovaso, yidinenu. So we darshan, you can't be out for either of their weight on either side, good or bad. Sadhagami the oev tsif. Does it say oev anywhere? It says oyev. What are we darshaning oev? So Gemara says, okay, it's a svara. Ela svarahu, oyev my taima. Why is it oyev excluded? And that's based on the pasuk, because the pasuk says, oyev yishub de maracha daite. His das is literally far away from him. Right? He's not going to testify. He's going to be against him. He's going to be weighted. So, Ohev Nami Makarva Daite. So, Ohev is the same problem, just in the opposite direction. Makarva Daite, his das will be close to the person he's related to, and therefore, it's a problem. Virabbanan, Hai Lo Yo. So, that's all Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda holds that an Ohev and a Sone are Psulim. Virabbanan, Hai Lo Oyev Lo Veloma Vakeshra Asomai Darshibe. What are they Darshi those Psukim for? Chalodayan. One for Dayan, Rashi quoted this already on the Mishnah, that even though the Rabbanan argue on the Edus line, they agree to the Dayan line that there's a psul for the Ohev and the Sone. And Idach, Kidatanya, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Vahulo, Yevlo, Vavakesh, Raso, Mikan, Lishnei Talmidei Chachamim, Shesonin Zezeh, Shein Yoshev, Bedin Ke'echad, Tutabei Chachamim, who don't like each other, should not be on the same Bezdin. Forget the parties, forget the Bali Dovar, but if you have two Dayanim that don't like each other, so then they can't two rabbis that can't get along to being on the same Bezdin is not a good idea. It's not going to work out. The Sefer HaChinuch relates this, interestingly, in a totally different context. If we look in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Nun, 550, Mitzvah 550, says it's the Isser of Kilai Behema. We know there are five mitzvahs related to Kilayim, all discussed in Maseches Shviyas, right? Kilai Zraim, right? Shviyas is, I'm sorry, not Shviyas, in Kilayim. In Maseches Kilayim, right? What are the five? Kilai Zraim, Kilai Hakerem, right? With the Zera, different types of Zraim, Kilai Hakerem, planting in the vineyard, Tvua, Kilai Begadim, what we call Shatnez, and then the two types of Kilai Behema, cross breeding animals and cross working animals, putting two different animals on the wagon. So that's this Isser, the last one. Shalol lasos malacha b'shnei b'nei behema. That's the Isser d'araisa. Shalol lacharosh b'shar v'achamar yachtav. The Torah says in Kisei, do not put two different animals. V'hu adin l'chol shnei b'nei behema. And this applies to any two different types of animals. Sha'achas hi tahora, v'achas hi tmeya. This is the machlokas we shown him. The Chinuch, the Rambam versus the Rush. Does it apply to any two different animals? Even if they're both kosher or both not kosher, or one has to be kosher, one has to be not kosher for the Issa Daraisa, and for the Issa Darabanan, it can both be kosher or both not kosher. So the Chinuch here holds like the Rambam, one kosher, one not kosher. V'lav davka charisha levada sura el adin l'chol malachas, me malachas, kigon disha, olum shachagala, v'kol shar malachas. Shoresh HaMitzvah, what is the shoresh behind this mitzvah? What's the emphasis? So there are various suggestions given in the Rishonim for this, the Isser. One, let's just read what the Chinuch says first. Shoresh HaMitzvah, first he quotes the Rambam from Moreh Nevuchim. Shehu Mishoresh Isher Harbaz HaBehema Kilayim. Kiderech Ovli Adama Lahavi Atzemed Berefes Achas V'Shama Yarkiv Osam. Shoresh Isser Harbaz Kasafti Bimkomo. Number one, the Rambam might put this on the list of Siyog Daraisa. You're not allowed to cross-work them, because the animals that work together, they usually hang out together in the field, and therefore that could lead to cross-breeding. So that's why you're not allowed to cross-work them. That's the Rambam. He quotes, right, related to the Isser of Harkava. So I'm not sure if the Rabbi Yosef Engel had this on the list, but they could add this to the list. Isser of working one's animals. And he says, V'acha reshus adoni arava niskar v'hoda al dvaro hatov, even though the Rambam gave his own shot, I'm going to give my own shot. Interesting. I don't think he apologizes often. He quotes the Rambam sometimes, not too often, the Ramban a number of times, Allah Torah quotes the Mor Nevuchim, but here the Ramban, the Chinuch does, he says, I'm gonna go in a different, path. Ena afani chalki viomer, ki bitami amitzvah zu inyan, sar balechayim. Shuasim in a Torah. Sar balechayim, right, we've mentioned in the past, the Gemara assumes that sar balechayim is an important concept, some hold it's daraisa, some hold it's not daraisa, but what's the source for sar balechayim, especially if it's daraisa, that is not clear in Shas. Rav Asher Weiss catalogs 10 or 12 sources in the Rishonim and the Achronim for tzar balechayim. This is one of them that's mentioned. The iser of kilai behema, cross-working. If you have two animals that can't work at the same speed, or one of them is going to be working while eating, and one of them is going to be chewing their cud, and one not, the other one's going to look to the other to the side and see him chewing. He'll think he's eating lunch. He didn't realize that it was eaten from before. And therefore, it's going to cause problems. The They don't like being next to animals that are not from their type. The call shekain lasos me melacha kamosh anuron beinenu baosam sheinam tachas yadenu ki kol of lemino yishkon the call behemos v'shar minim kain yidbekul lola b'minehem. That's the chinuch. What does this have to do with us? The very next line. V'kol chacham lev mizeh. Every employer has to know this line. V'kol chacham lev mizeh yikach musar. Shelo limnos shnei anashim la'olam bedavar mikol advarim sheyu rechokim b'tivam u'mishunim b'anagasam. If you want a project done, don't put two different people on the project that don't really get along, that don't like each other. They can't do it. If they're rachok b'tivam u'mishunim b'anagasam, so then it's not going to work, and therefore you can't put him on the project. Kamo, Tzadik Varasha, Nikla Benichbad. Shivikpi the Torah al Tzar Shish Bezilla Bale Chayim, Shina Bnei Seichel. If the Torah is makpid about animals, Kol Shigim Bnei Adam, Ashalohem Nefesh Baskeles, Ladas Yotzram. Surely when it comes to people. So it's Tzar Bale Chayim. Tzar Bale Chayim of people. Right? We're not allowed to, that applies to people too. Therefore you can't put them in a situation which would be so uncomfortable for them that's learned out from the Isser of Kilai Behema. Fascinating. Okay, we continue. And that's what the Gemara says here. Putting two judges who hate each other on the same Bezdin, that's going to be a problem, right? You shouldn't have them if they hate each other. Good, says the Mishnah. Ketzad Botkin Esa Edim. How do we check the Edim, right? We spoke about now Zeb Bora at the beginning of this parak was continuing the Dini Mamanis Bishlosha. Now that you have the Bezdin, and now we get into the process. The Edim come to court, and now we have the process. Says the Mishnah. Case of Bodkinus Aidim. Hi Machnisinos al Khadir. You bring him into the room. Uma Aymin Alehem. And we scare them, we intimidate them. And then what do? Umotzian Eskal Ha'adam or Motzian Osan Lachutz. We bring them outside. What's Mashma from there? That up until now they were inside. That is what the Radvaz points out. The Rambam holds. Right? The Iyum happens when everybody's there. That helps the process of their getting scared and intimidated. The Rambam says if a favors. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Yud Zayin, where he talks about this process. Perek Yud Zayin, the Rambam says, Lefichach, Ma'ayimin af al Eidei Mamon. Right, where Ma'ayim even Dini Mamonis. V'keitzen Ma'ayimin al Eidei Mamon. Ma'ayimin alehen, two words, Bifnei Hakol. Umodian osan koach Eidus Hasheker, Uboshes Hameid ba ba'olam azeh, ula olam abah. We talk about how it's terrible in this world and in the next world. The achar kach motziin es kol ha'adam lachutz u'mishayim es ha'gadol shebeidim omrim lo amar heich ato yodeh shezeh chayiv lazeh. And then we go into the continuation. But that is not 100% clear in the Mishnah, but that's how the Rambam says in the Mishnah. That the first ayom goes in front of everybody. So ma'ayim en aleyen u'motziin es kol ha'adam lachutz u'mishayim es ha'gadol shebeidim. You leave the older, more chashuv aid vomrimlo emor hey chato yodesh ze chayav oseh. How do you know that Reuven owes Shimon money? This is even a dini mamonis. We do this iyum. If amar hu amar li shani chayav lo. If he says so and so told me that I'm chayav to him, Reuven told me that he owes Shimon money. Or ish ploni amar li shu chayav lo. Or ish ploni so and so told me. What's the emphasis of ish ploni? If the person himself is not going to work, what's the emphasis of ish ploni? Says the Tosfos Yatif. Ish ploni sounds like even if he's a chasha person, right? Because whenever you have ish, right, that usually gives off the impression that it is a chasha person. Says the Tosfos Yontif, lashon chashivas kida ashkachan ba'avos parakama ish socho ish tsreda ish Yerushalayim Kach Nir Eli. It appears that Ish is a lashon of Chashivus. So says the Mishnah, even if I say Ish Lodi told me, Lo Amar Klum, it's meaningless. Ash Yomar Befaneinu Hodelo, Shuchayav Lo Masayimzos. Until he says, in front of us, in front of two, not I just overheard him say Shimon. In front of us, and we'll see what that means. In front of us, that he designated us, Hodelo, Shuchayav Lo Masayimzos. He admitted that he owes 200 zuz to that person. V'acharkach, and if you do that to one aid, V'acharkach, v'chnisit es hasheni, u'botkodoso. You bring in the second one, and you check the second one. Im nimsu divrei mechuvanim, if you find that their words are matching, and they end up seeing meanly to tell the truth. So then, you start the discussion. Nosnin, v'nosnin, badaver. Then you start giving the back and forth. And it's clear that the Edim have now gone outside. Right? Everybody's, now they're, the Dayanim are alone, back and forth. Shnayim omrim zakai, v'echad omer chayiv, zakai. So if two say Zakai Matzah Chayev, fine. Zakai. Shai Mamar Chayev Echad Amar Zakai Chayev. Right? We know by Dinim Mamanis, you could win by one. It's not like Dinim Nefashis, where we discussed earlier. You have to win by two, and how do you win by two? So if it's 2-1, fine. Echad Amar Chayev Echad Amar Zakai. If it's one against one, Afilu Shnayim is Zakai, no Shnayim Echayvin. Vechad Omar Eni Odeya. If somebody says Eni Odeya, as we said earlier, and as Rashi repeats, the Gemara here, right? We had this Gemara earlier at the end of the first parak, but Rashi repeats it here. Ki amar eni odeya, havi kemisha lo yasha vidin. Eni odeya disappears. As if he's not there. And therefore, vidim sa did bishnayim, v'yanan tlasa be'inan. We need three. So if somebody says eni odeya, the Mishnah says yosifu hadayanim. We have to add on judges. Gomer, and therefore, and we add on, until we get a psak. That's what we had earlier. If you add on five, add on to seven, right? If somebody says eni odea. The Meiri discusses here, you know, what happens if, let's say you're up to seven, and now you have six that gave a psak, and you have one that says eni odea. So could you paskin still with one eni odea? Because after all, you could really judge the case with three, right? You don't need more. So you were mosif just so, because you have at least three. But if somebody continues to say any odeya, is that good? Or do you require, now that you have seven, you require seven to be part of the psak, right? You have to have somebody who does not say any odeya anymore. That's his discussion, here on our daf. We discussed it a little bit already, where the Gemara came up earlier in terms of any odeya, you see, ba dayanim. Also remember the Ramban we mentioned at the beginning of Dvarim, where the Ramban quotes on the pasuk of Eichalavadi, Rashi quotes Marba Ani Alecha Dayanim. The Ramban says you can add on Dayanim if you want, if they agree to it, because the more Dayanim, the more the din is Miluban and Mivurar. Okay, so if he says Eini Yodea, we add on Dayanim. Gomer is Adavar, but once they come to Upsak, whatever the case is, Hayim Machris and Osam. Then they bring everybody back in. They bring back in who? Machris and Osam, Rashi, Labali Dinim. Right, with the Bali Dinim, the Gemara discusses where they go. The Machris and Osam, Hagolosh of Dayanim Omer, Ish Ploni Ata Zakai, Ish Ploni Ata Chayef. The Golosh of Dayanim gives the Gemara Din. He says what the Allah is. And he's not allowed to say the following. Lo Yomer Ani Mezakeh V'Chavirai Mechayvin. Nobody could say, you know what, I really tried for you. I was outvoted. What could I do? It is not like, right, this is not like courts where you have the majority opinion and the minority opinion written. We don't do that. We don't do that. We just have a conglomerate. We have one psak given. We discussed back earlier in the Masechta, 26 dafim ago, we discussed back on Daf Gimel, if you remember, the concept of Ruba Bidayanim, Holken Achar HaRov. How do you go at the concept of going after the Rov of Dayanim is a different type of Rov than others. Tosas and Baba Kama says that it is Kavisha Eino. It is one psak. There's one answer. And that's also why, not just because of Lashon Hara, as we're about to see, but because the Dayanim lose their own individual status when it comes to Gemar Din. They have status during the Masa Umatan. They have to argue with each other. They have to come to the conclusion. But once the conclusion is come to, they are one composite. Uminayin l'kesha yetze, lo yomar, ani amazaka v'chavir mechayvim. Avamayase, shechavirai, rabu alai. What could I do? Alze ne'mar, two different gersos. What's the pasuk? Right, this is Rachilus, right? We're revealing things that shouldn't be revealed, and therefore that is a problem, and that is not allowed. The Rambam discusses, related to this, at Ilchas Deis, the end of Ilchas Deis, where the Rambam discusses the concept of of Rechilus. The Rambam talks about Lashon Hara in two different places. The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tumas Saras has a lengthy discussion about really the hashkafic parts of Lashon Hara, and the Rambam in Hilchos Deos in the last parak of Hilchos Deos talks about it as well. Right, this is pre Chavetz Chaim. Remember, we have mentioned in the past that the Chavetz Chaim has many svarim out, but my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig likes to point out, the Mishnah Berurah is an amazing Sefer, but you could fathom and we can understand how he wrote the Sefer. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch's on top, there's 400 years of commentaries between the Chafetz Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. So he looked through all the commentaries and he sifted, and he figured out exactly what to quote, what not to quote, what was defining, what he passed like, and then the Bir Halacha, he has the Lumdis relating to the Sugyas at hand. It's an amazing Sefer, but one could fathom how he started. But when it comes to Shmiras HaLashon, or Hilchos Chafetz Chaim, that's even more unique, because he created an area of halacha. There was no such thing before the Chafetz Chaim of Hilchos Lashon Hara. Right? There's chazals all over the place about Lashon Hara. But it wasn't in one book, in a defined and organized way, the Heterim, what's allowed, what's not allowed, and the Lumdis, and the Rishonim, and the Achronim, and the Poskim, all related. So that Sefer is very unique. But part of it, one of the sources that the Chavetz Chaim obviously used would be this Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Deos. Hamaragel b'chavero. If somebody is a maragel, right, like here, so the Dayanim come out and say what each one paskind, what each one thought, that would be an Isser. Over below sa'ase, shenemar, lo selech rachil ba'amecha. V'yavu b'shem lokin alav zeh, even though you don't get malchus because it's a lav of dibur, avon gadolhu, v'goreim laharog nefashos rabos miYisrael. Wow. Causes many deaths. Right, we're not going to get to that right now. Lakach nismachlo lo saman al damriyecha. Well, that's why it's right next to lo saman al damriyecha. Say lamad ma'ira ledoeg adomi. Where does it lead to hariga doeg? We know doeg adomi who is meragel and said the lashon hara to Shaul that David HaMelech is hiding in the city of Novi Rakonim, which led to the massacre of the whole city. He goes into what is a Rachel, Ezeo Rachel, Zeshu Toein Dvarim, Vaholech Mizel Azev, Yomer, Kach Vakach Omer Ploni, Kach Vakach Shamadi Aploni. Just talking about other people. Alpha Bishomer MS. Harizamacher Vesa Olam. Even if what I'm saying is true, I'm destroying the world. Right? Just talking about other people. Yesh Avon, and the Rambam continues. Yesh Avon Gadol Mizeh. Ad ma'od. V'hu b'chlal avzeh. There's an even greater sin, which is included in the Isser of Loselech Rachil, v'hu lashon hara. V'hu amasaper, b'gnus chaveira av v'yishalmer emes. Rachilus is stop talking about your friend. Even if it's not negative, just stop talking about one's friend. Did you hear what so-and-so did? And number two is masaper b'gnus chaveira. That's what he called lashon hara, af al pi sha'amar emes. Right, that's not an excuse. It's true, right? No, even if it's true. For who am Sabre Begnus Khaver Bishomer Abal Haomer Sheker. If somebody just makes up a lie, Moshi Shemers of the Rechilos is the truth, that's not the truth, nothing negative. Lashon Hara is the truth, and it's negative. But if somebody just makes up a lie, that's a different Avera. Aval Omer Sheker, Moshi Shemra al Khavero Nikra. That's Moti Shemra. Aval Ba Lashon Hara, Zeshe Yoshe, V'omer Kach V'kach Asa Ploni, V'kach V'kach Hayu Avosav, V'kach V'kach Shamati Alav, V'omer Dvarim Shel Gnai. Al Zea Kasuv Omer, Yachreis Hashem, Kol Sefseich Halakos, Lashon Midabros Gedolos. So that was the Rambam, and then he says, three Averis Nifram in Adam Ba'olam Hazev, Elochei L'Olam Haba, Avod Azar, Gilei Rai, Shvichas Damin, V'Lashon Hara, Kineged Kulam. Unbelievable Chazal that is quoted. V'Yon Amr Chachamim, Kol Masavir L'Lashon Hara, Kilu Kafra Pe'ikr. Rambam quotes all of these scary halachas. Then he goes into Avak Lashon Hara. And then he goes into the following. This is what's important for us. Echad HaMasaper B'Lashon Hara B'Fnei Chaveiro O Shalo B'Fanav V'HaMasaper Dvarim Shegormim Im Nishpu'u Ishbipiyis LaHazik Chaveir B'Guvah B'Amono. What if he says something that it will indirectly cause something to happen in the future? Some mamish lashon hara right now. I say something that would cause, if it's heard, ish vipi ish, to damage my friend. Beguf o b'mamon. Afilo lahatzer lo olav chido. Hariz a lashon hara. What's an example of this? Says the Hagos Amani. It's right here. Minayin l'dayin shlo yomar anim ezaka v'chavir mechayven. Tamalom lo zelech rachil. The Hagos Amani on this Rambam quotes our Mishnah. Meaning, coming out and saying, well, I wanted to, but my friends outvoted me. That is damaging, will cause damage to the other dayanim. And therefore, you can't do that. That is The Hagos Amari is quoting it on our Mishnah. Good. So Eichi Amrin Elohu, back to the Gemara. So what did the Dayanim say? How did the Dayanim fulfill the chiyuv of ayum, of intimidating them, of scaring them? Hey, chiyuv min aluhu. Amar Yehuda, hachiyuv min aluhu. First suggestion. Nisiyim v'ruach v'geshem ayin ish mishala v'matha sheker. There'll be clouds, there'll be wind, and it still won't rain. Someone who praises himself with matha sheker, with being false. And that's the, right, an eight sheker. Amar Rava. That's not going to scare the person. Amar Rava, Yachlu Lameimar, he can say to himself, Shev Shani Abikafna, there could be a famine for 7 years, via Baba Umna, and on the gate of the craftsman, Lochalif. Right, it's not going to come. I can make money. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of a famine. So that is not going to work. So, Ella Amar Rava, Amrina Lu, this is what we tell him. Rava says, a different pasuk. Mefitz v'chera v'chet shanun, hammers and swords and arrows, ich oneb re'eo echeker. Someone who gives false testimony. So that's a scary pasuk. So Amar Ravashi, Yochel LeMeimar, Ravashi says you can say a similar thing to himself. Shave Shani Ave Mosa, there can be a plague for 7 years, V'inchi below Shani lo Shachiv. Nobody's going to die before the time they're supposed to die. So, I'm still not worried. El Amar Ravashi, Amar Li Nasan Bar Marzutra, Amrina Luhu, Sadi Shakri, A'ugrai Huzili. You know what we tell them? You false witnesses, you're looked down upon even from the people that hired you. Even they think you're low lives. People who give false testimony, they are just the dirt of society. They are so low. That's what Augrayu, even on the ones who hire them, Zili, they are Mizulzal. Where do you see that from? Dechsev, you see that by Achav and Izevel. Remember the story of Navos. Navos who had the vineyard, and Achav wanted it, and he wouldn't, Navos wouldn't give it. So what happened? Izevel reminded him, you're the king, you can do whatever you want, and they hired false witnesses to make up a story about Nabal, and in that way they killed an innocent man. Dechziv, Bahoshivu Shnayim Anashim B'nei Beliyaal. Even they, the hirers, call these people evildoers. B'nei Beliyaal, Negdo B'yidu, and they testified about him, Lamar Beirachta Elohim Vamelach. You curse God, you curse the king, and your Chayim Misa. Right, and that's why you see from there that even they called him B'nei Beliyaal. There's a lot of discussion in that sugya of Navos, of that story. Right, the Radak there discusses, why don't they just kill him? Why do they have to make up a whole story? Right, they were the king. They could just kill him. So the Radak says, public opinion. They can't just kill an innocent person. You got to make up a story. If you make up a story, so then you're able to kill. That was the Radak. Fascinating. Stilling an akasa that applies even today. Parachaf Aleph there. Says the Radak, Yesh l'shol, kiva shasarim vaskanim yadu adavar ki sheker haya, lama yitzrich l'kol zeh, yahar guhu b'mitzas izevel below edus, u below davar. Just kill him. So he says, no, not everybody would have stood for it. And even though they were cruel and evil, they still cared about what the public thought, and therefore they had to make up the story. Where did we discuss Navos earlier? So one time in this Misachta, we had, if you remember, back in the second paragraph, we had Tosfos, who had six dais. Tosfos had six dais. Why is it that Achav was ne'enash, right? After Navos was killed, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to Achav and says, you're going to die for it, you're going to pay for it, your blood is going to be in the area, the same blood where Navos was, Izevel is going to be eaten by the dogs. But Tosfos said, if you remember Tosfos, back on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Tosfos had six answers to this question. Tema, if we say that a king can do whatever he wants, Tosfos says, Lama ne'enash Achav al Navos, kiva shalo ratza limkar lo karma, why was he punished for? So, says maybe he was only allowed to take it for his servants, or maybe he took it to do avodah zarah. Tosfos quotes the Nakdan, right? That Einu Mutter only saw those that are rachok min ha'ir, right? Or maybe only saw the Migdal Nasi Achuza, right? All different deyas that were given. So that's the second time. So we have Navos in Tosfos there on Daf Chaf, and here we have Navos. Not the word Navos is not quoted, but this is the story where it comes up. Good. Continuing, two dots. Im Amar, hu Amar li v'chulu. We ask them, who told you? So if he says, oh, so-and-so told me. Or even if so-and-so admitted. Achi yomer b'faninu hodilo shuchay lo masayim zus. It has to be that he admitted in front of us. And he knows that we're the witnesses. So Messiah, Lehi Rav Yehuda, This is a riot to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Tzorach Sheyomar, Atem Edai. You have to say that you are my witnesses. Well, by Hoda'as Baldin. Hoda'as Baldin Kibbeah Edim Dami is only when there's a serious Hoda'ah, where he says, Atem Edai. If it doesn't say Atem Edai, it doesn't work. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. What if he's clear that he's serious, but he doesn't say the words Atem Edai? Is it literal, you have to say Atem Edai, or not? So some Rishonim, the Avramah says here, it's not literal. You have to know that he's serious. Fetzorach Sheyomar Atem Edai, says the Avramah, Lav Ad Sheyomar Amar Luhu Atem Edai Dafka. Doesn't mean literally Dafka. Ela Dugma Nakat. It's an example. V'hu Adin L'kol Lishna to Muchach to Lo'odika Machavi Davoda. Anytime that you know that he's serious, he does not have to say, Atedai, does not have to say you are by witnesses, and that's what the Tosa Rashi here also quotes from the Rabbeinu Meir, that it's Lav Dafka. But others, the Rush, quoted in the tour, in Shulchan Aruch, you know, says otherwise. Says, no, Atemei Dai is Atemei Dai. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Itmar Nami, similarly, Amar B'chei Rabba, Amar B'yochanan. Vitzorach Sheyomar Atemei Dai, reading the case on the side. Right, you have to say that. Tani Nami Achi, the Brisa also. Manali B'yatcha, Yomi 100, Amar Lohein, yes, I do. L'machar Amar Lo Taneoli, the next thing he says, okay, give it to me, what you admitted. Amar Lo, Mishata Nibacha, I was joking. I was just busy. I don't want you to bother me. So I wanted you to leave me. So I said yes. But I was joking. Potter, he does not have to pay his potter. Because there were no edim there, and he was just getting him off his back. Ela afilu hichmin lo edim achore geder. Even if he hid edim behind the fence, for amarlo, manali biyadcha, amarlo hein. Yomi Amani, yes. Ritzorcha shetivtoda b'fri ploni, would you admit in front of those people? Amarlo, misyareani, shematach peini ledin. I know, I wouldn't admit in front of those, because then they'll force me to come to din. Lamachar amarlo teneo li, amarlo b'shatani b'cha, pater. There also, because he didn't admit in front of the witnesses, knowing that they're listening, so he could have been joking and not taking this seriously. And then the Braisa adds in, ve'edorn in lemesis. And we don't claim anything in defense on behalf of a mesis, someone who tries to get someone else to do avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, mesis mandekar shvei. What is mesis doing here? We're going to have mesis later on in the Masechta in one or two places. But what is mesis doing here? So chesuri mechzra v'achitani. This is what the Braisa means. In lo ta'an, ain't ta'an in lo. If he didn't claim this, meaning if he's admitted the next day before, and then he doesn't say mishata nibacha, we don't claim it for him, even though he didn't admit in front of witnesses. If he's still continuing in his hodah, then fine. Ain't ta'an in lo. Ubedin in afashis, avagav do lo ta'an ta'an in lo. But by din in afashis, because, as we'll have later in the Masechta, the concept of vihitzilu ha'eda, we do whatever we can to try to save the person. So, we try to save him, ta'an in lo, we ta'an on his behalf. But, with one exception. Ve'etoan and lemesis, we do not claim anything and try to defend the mesis. Etoan and lemesis. Maishna mesis, what's the difference? Why, out of all the ovre avera, Amar Reb Chama bar Chanina, mi pirkei d'Rebbi Chiya bar Abba Shamuli, I heard, shani mesis. D'Rachmana Amar, lo sachmol, v'lo sachase alav. This is specific. Lav in the Torah, do not have Rachmanis on a mesis. We know there are six. We mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago, that there are six separate mitzvos in the Torah that the Rambam and the Sefer Chida counts relating to mesis. Lo sachmol, v'lo sachase alav. The Rambam quotes that in Hilchas Sanhedrin also, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, you're not allowed to have Rachmanis. Let me just quote, even in the beginning, in the Koteret of Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam has this. The Rambam says, the Shalola HaRognaki, he goes through all of the Isurim. Let me find, if I can find it right here at the beginning. I'll just read it from the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch has all six, because they're all obviously in order of Parsha. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah, Tof Nun Zayin, the Isser of loving Amesis, Lo Sova Lo, Tof Nun Ches, Shelo Lazov Hasina Min Hamesis, Lo Sishmai Lov, Tof Nun Tes, Lo Lahatzil Amesis, Lo Sachos Eincha Lov, Tof Samech, not to be Malamed Tzchus, Lo Sachmo, and number Tof Samech Aleph, Shelo Yishtok Hamusas, Milamid Chova Alamesis, the Musas, the one who was tried to do over the Zara, right, he could be Milamid Chova. Tav Samach Beis, Shalala, the Isser of Mesis, right, the Isser of everything else is about us, what we do to a Mesis, and then you have the Isser. So many mitzvahs related to a Mesis, in the Torah. Tosfos and the other Rishonim here have, actually we'll wait to do it. We'll wait to see it, because we have to see a couple of lines from now. Says the Gemara. Amar Shob Bar Nachman Amar Bionis. Minayin Shein Toan Lemesis. How do you know that we are not towing on behalf of a Mesis? Minachash Akadmoni. You know it from the Nachash, the original Nachash. The Amar of Simloi, Harbe Tainis Hailal the Nachash Liton. The Nachash could have had many claims. But Hashem goes to Adam and says, why'd you do it? And Adam says it was her fault. Why? It goes to Chava, why'd you do it? Chava says it was the Nachash's fault. Hashem goes to Adam the Nachash and doesn't ask why'd you do it. He just punishes him. So why didn't he? Why did he ask? Because the Nachash could have had claims. Hashem didn't want to hear them. Velotan. And Hashem wasn't toying it because he wasn't toying. And the Nachash was a Mesis. Why was this Avodah Zarah? Because they only had one mitzvah to do. And they didn't do that mitzvah. So not doing that mitzvah is Avodah Zarah. That's why this is called the Mesis. So that's why Hashem did not atone for a Mesis. That's the source for Ein Tohen and the Mesis. One of the sources. My Harile LeMeimar, what could the Nachash have said? Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin, Divrei Rav Shomin. The Nachash could have said, well, why they listen to me? You told them not to eat from the tree. I told them to eat from the tree. Okay, they should have listened to you. So it's not my fault. Right, and therefore, that's what he could have said, but we wouldn't listen. And we know that svara is given elsewhere. Right, we know that's the svara for ein shliach lidvar avera. Right, sometimes that svara is given in the Gemara, sometimes not. But that svara is definitely related to the sugya of ein shliach lidvar avera. The mishaleach could say, well, I didn't know you were going to listen. Right, I told you, but Hashem told you not to. Ein shliach lidvar avera. The achronim, some suggest. So therefore, so why didn't that work? Maybe before Matan Torah was different. Maybe the principle, I saw the Yalkut Gershuni says, before Matan Torah, maybe we were paskin, like Shammai Hazaken, who holds Yesh Liach Lidvar Avera, just like Lost in Lovo. There are Kabbalistic sources that we're going to paskin like Shammai in the future. Okay, either way. Tosus, though, has a great question, which all the other Rishonim asked too, Vim Tomar. Tosus does not need me to rate his question. Tosus has a question. V'yim tomar, im kein kol meses yiftar atzmo ba'osa taina. If this is a real claim, then every meses could say this. Right? We're not going to say it for him, but every meses could say this and save himself. V'yesh lomar, t'davka nachash, shalon etztavel shalon lahasis, v'lo nenash elo fisha bas takala yado. No, the nachash wasn't mitzuvah in anything. Right? He's an animal, and it was before anything. Right? And that is only because Takala came through him. Aval Mesis should have Mesis over. But if somebody's a Mesis, then he violated. If somebody's already mitzuvah being a Mesis, so then that's not going to work. Right? It's only that we're not going to toin for him if he wasn't mitzuvah yet. But here, if he was mitzuvah already, there's nothing to talk about, and therefore he is not allowed to have that claim. The Chlushi Aran also here quotes Tosfos's close to this question, v'im tomar, im kain, kol meses yochalotar atzvo v'tayna zu, amay ma katzlinan la ito en hachi, yish lomar devdafka nachash udumatz ito en hachi lenafshe, lefish lo nitztave, u ma sha'anshu akaz lo anshu shebos adam l'achav atakolo yado, ava kol meses shetzivu hamakom shelo lo hasis, nimsa kishemesis over al divrei Torah. Right, you can't get out of it. It relates to a little bit the Ramban. The Ramban, we know that Gemara is going to say later on, in 60 days from now, we're on Daf Chavtes, so later on Daf, I think it's Daf Peites. The Gemara there says, Dalid Arbaat Srichan Achraza, right in the middle of the Amud, Peites Amin Aleph, Arbaat Srichan Achraza. Four people need announcements of a Kol Yisrael Yishvu V'Yiro before they're put to death. Mesis, Ben Sorer Umore, Zakin Mamre, and Edim Zomamin. What do all those four people have in common? All of them, the Torah says, V'Kol Yisrael Yishvu V'Yiro, but Lumdis, what do they have in common? So the Ramban, and Parshas Kisetz, he says, all four are not so much punished for their Maisa Avera, but because of what they represent. Each of them, if you think about it, it's not the Maisa Avera. Edom Zomim, Kashazom, Lo Kashar Asa. Zokin Mamre, he's L'Shem Shemayim, against everyone else. Betzora Mora, Nidon L'Shem Sofo. Mesis, he didn't succeed. He only tried to get the person to do Avodah Zarah, and he still put to death. Because all of them are punished because of the what they represent, the Klal Yisrael, and not for their Maisa Avera per se. Okay, there's a lot here, but we'll continue. Amar Chizkia, third to last line. Minayin shekala mosev goreya. How do you know that if you ever add on, you're really going to take away? Kala mosev goreya. Shenamar, you know it from the Nachash. Amar Elokim mosoch l'mimenu b'lo sigubo. Chava says, Hashem told us, don't eat from it and don't touch it. And that's what the Nachash picked up on. Oh yeah? As we know, the Nachash pushed her, or whatever it is, and got her to touch it. See, just like there's no death by touching it, there won't be death by killing. The Avos Rabbi Nassan, we know the Avos Rabbi Nassan is 30 chapters of expansion of Pirkei Avos. Avos Rabbi Nassan is a Brisa, but it has all the Pirkei Avos topics, but just expanded. It's printed at the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah in the back 41 chapters. 41 chapters of Avos Rebbe Nosson. So in the second chapter, the whole chapter is about Asus Yag LaTorah. So the Gemara talks, the Avos Rebbe Nosson talks about who made Syagim. So the Torah made a Syag, and the Torah talks about Yichud and Negia, and Moshe made a Syag, everyone made it, the Navi made a Syag, and the Ksuvim made a Syag. It goes through all. Chizkiyahu, Melech. So there it talks about Chava also. The idea of making a Syag was a great idea. Rav Hirsch, in his commentary on the Torah, discusses this Avos Rebbe Nosson. If Chava would have said, Hashem told me not to eat from the tree, and I'm not even going to touch it, everything would have been fine. The problem is, she blurred the lines between the Siyag and the Din. She said, Hashem told me not to touch it. That was the problem. Others, I saw in the Torah Chaim here, and others on Mefarshim on Chumash talk about, well, maybe Chava didn't know, maybe it was Adam's fault, so to speak. Because Chava wasn't separate Chava when Adam got the Tzivui. Or was she? Right, Adam got the Tzivui, then later on Chava was created. So is that Nechshav Chava heard or not? That's also a discussion in the Rishonim. Good, let's continue. So that's one source. So she added on, she was Gorea. Rabbi Sharshi Amar Mehacha, Amasayim V'chesi Arko. Amasayim V'chesi, right, Masayim would have been 200. Amasayim is 2. Ravashi Amar Ashtei Esrei Yirios. Shtei Esrei would have been 12. Ashtei Esrei is 11. Amar Abaya, back to our Hodah issues. When do we say that if I'm moded, not in front of witnesses, I can stay? You know, I was joking. If you say it, Aval Amar. But if I admitted yesterday, and there are eight of them, let's say, behind the fence, and then I say, not that I was joking, Aval Amar, Lo Hayadvar Me'olam, Huchsa Kafron. But if I say it never happened, Huchsa Kafron. So then I am a proven liar, because Adam heard you say it, and therefore, Rashi says, Eino Ne'eman Allah Bishua, you're not believed, and you have to pay. Says the Gemara, Amar Le'er Papa Rebbe Rav Ad Acha Bar Ada, I disagree. Anything that people don't think is so important, they won't focus on. So if you came to me yesterday and I say, oh yeah, fine. I don't always remember it. We don't remember things. We don't remember 2 minutes ago whether we said the same Talamantra or the same Bracha. Right? We don't remember things that we don't think are so important, that we should think are important. But we don't realize that, and therefore, one is not going to, remember. Somebody once told me about one of the Gdolim, that he doesn't remember everything that he reads. He just remembers every Torah piece that he reads. Because every Torah piece that he reads is so delicious and important to him, he doesn't forget it. We're not going to forget our kids' names, Bez Hashem, because that's important to us. Right? If Torah had certain value to us, so we wouldn't forget it. We have to try to make it more valuable in our minds. Good. The Ran here discusses, what if he doesn't say, Lo Hayadvar Me'olam, he doesn't say, I was joking, he says, I paid you in the interim. Is that believed? Okay. Hodach min le'edim l'chavri b'kilsei. Somebody was in a bedroom, and there was like a canopy bed with a curtain, and he hid Edim there, and he says to his friend, Amar le, mana li biatcha, yomi mani. Amar le, hein, I do. Amar, eri v'shichvi, levi alach sa'adi. Do you agree that everyone who is awake or sleeping will be your edim? Maybe the guy will think that they're sleeping. He tried to lure, get him to admit. Amar le, lo. He says, no. Maybe there are people awake there, and I'm not admitting in front of them. Amar of Kahana, Amar le, lo. Rav Kahana says, okay, he didn't get him. He's not chayiv. He's not admit in front of edim. How next? Ahu da Achman Edim Bekivre the Chavre. Also in a cemetery, he hid Edim. Amar le manali biyat chavre lo hein. Chaye umesi levi alach sadi. The dead and the live. Amar le lo. Says no. Amar Reb Shimon. Amar le lo. It didn't work. Amar Ravina Vitamer Papa. Shvamina meha. What do you see from here? Hadam Rav Yehuda Marav. Sorak Shemar Teme die. That which Rav said, that you need designation of witnesses in the case of a Hoda'ah. Parenthetically, right, we discussed this in different contexts by Kiddushin, by Gerushin, but here it's by Mamanis, that which you needed for a good Hodah, Loshna ki Amar Lova, it must be that it doesn't matter if the Lova said it, for Loshna, if the Lova just was admitted, or Loshna ki Amar Malva, Vishasig Lova, because what do you see from here? It's only because he said no. Taima da Amar Lova lo, Avali Shasik, Hachanami. If you would be quiet, then Shtika Hodah, that would have been a good Hodah. You see that it's the Lova or the Malva. The Ksos and the Nesivis have a Machlokas here. Did the Edom have to see the face of the Lova? Because it sounds like they're inside this canopy, and they're just listening. Whenever you're be made, is Tfius Ayin enough? They hear the voice, they see the form, maybe through the curtain, is that enough? The Ksos assume in Simon Pe'alef, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, based on a different Gemara, that you would need Tfius Ayin. They would have to see what it looks like, and the Nesivis is not so convinced. Nesivis is not so convinced there in Sif Katan Zayin. whether the Edom have to actually see the face. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses that machlokas, Ksos and Nesivis, where he has a shiloh. What about Edom al yidei telephone? Somebody's talking to his friend on the telephone, and he says, you know what, I have a whole room of people here. I'm going to put you on speaker. Admit to me that you owe me $1,000. Is that good enough? The Edom don't see. The Edom see what the number might be, but the Edom don't see, so is that enough? Right, the Malveh puts the telephone on speaker. Could the Lova say, no, I didn't, Mishata Nibacha? Is that considered enough for Edus or not? So that's his discussion. He goes through Machlokas, the Ramah, the Rimigash, and the Ksos and the Nesivus in that case. Viter. Hudavikari Le Kavrshu. There was a person that was called the one who has a lot of debts. He owed a lot of money. Omar, and he tries to defend himself, and he says, Man Masik Biela Ploni Aploni. The only two people. So, Asu Tavu Ladina Kamedra of Nachman. So those two people came and said, okay, at least us. Amr of Nachman, sorry, Adam Asui Shalola Hasbia Es Atzmo. People don't want to look, make themselves look rich. And they wanted at least also defend themselves. So, that's why a person might just say this, even though he doesn't mean it, and therefore they cannot collect in this case. And the Ron says that we're even towing this for him if he doesn't do it, say it himself. There was somebody who was called the mouse that lay on the coins. Somebody was a big miser. He had a lot of money and he just never used it. Kika Shachiv, when he was dying, Amar, he said, Plani, Maski Bezuse, so and so I owe money to. Basar the Shachiv, Asi Tavinu Liyarshim. So the Yarshim come and want the money. Also the Kamid Rabbi Shwab, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Lahu, Ki Amrita Nadamasi Shalol Asviyas Atzmo, Hani Mila Mechayim. Maybe that Svar only applies when a person's alive. He doesn't want himself to appear rich. Avalach Hamisalo, but after death not. Paru Palka. And therefore, the Yarshim of this miser paid half, because they were told that maybe that Svar does not apply, and it was a real Hodah. Tavinu Ladina Lidach Palda, and they, now the Yarshim, wanted to get the other half. They go to a different rabbi. Aslakami Dribi Chia, Amar Lahu, Kishem Shah Adamasi Shalos Asvias Atzmo, Kach Adamasi Shalos Asvias Banav. No. Maybe the Svar applies even for after he dies, and therefore they shouldn't have to pay. Amrulei. So now they wanted to do the right thing. The Yarshim already got half the money. Nezel v'nedar, should we give back the first half of the money? Amar Lahu, he says, no, Kfar Ho Rezakein. Rabbi Chiya says, once the original psak was given, Rabbi Shol, Rabbi Yossi gave the psak, you know, that also has basis, and therefore, I'm not going to take it back, right? That's what the Rush says. It wasn't a total mistake. The Rush says, V'lo haver Rabbi Shmol ketor b'shikol adas. It wasn't a toast b'shikol adas, as we discussed earlier, and therefore, that psak stands, and this is my psak for the rest. Period. Hode b'fnei shnayim v'kanom yado kosvin. More issues of hoda'ah. What if he was moda in front of two witnesses properly v'kanom yado, and he even did a kinyan chalipin. Then kosvin, you could even make that into a shtar without being instructed. Right? That's the sugi from Bava Basra Dav Mem. Kinyan b'fnei shnayim v'ein sarach lomar ksuvu. The imlav ain't kosvin. If they didn't do a kinyan chalipin, that is serious hoda'ah, but you can't write a shtar without his instructions. Bifnei shlosha v'lo kanam yada. What if you admitted in front of three without a kinyan? So does that substitute? So Rav Amar Kosvin. Rav says yes. Why? Because if you do it in front of three, it's a bezdin and hefker, bezdin, hefker, and they can write a shtar. For Ravasi Amar ain't Kosvin. No, you cannot. Havi uvda v'chash la Rav lahadra Ravasi. It happened, and Rav was choshesh for Ravasi, meaning he did not allow them to write the shtar. Amar adabar avaho, disa, zimnin kasvinan, zimnin lo kasvinan. Sometimes a hodah would translate into a shtar or not. Knifi viyasi lo kasvinan. If three people happened to be sitting, and the guy came over and admitted, that doesn't show that he wanted it to be done in front of a bezdin. Maybe he would have admitted in front of two also. So lo kasvinan. Kanfinu iu kasvinan. But if he himself gathered them kasvinan, so then you write. Rav Amar afilu kanfinu iu lo kasvinan. Even if he himself gathered them, you're not allowed to write it. Ada Amar lahu havu alai dainei. Until he says it beferish. Mar Baravashi Amar, even further. Afilo Amar, it's very hard to create a star. You need real Dasa Meschayev. And unless you're sure that you have the Dasa Meschayev, right, you're not going to write it. Afilo Amar Havio, Lo Daini, Lo Kasvinan, Ata Kavi Duchta, Vishalchi, Umezanu Lele Bedina. Until they were Kovea Duchta, like a Bezdin, they sent him a Hazmana. He comes to Bezdin and says, fine, I admit that I owe. Until then, you can't write it into a star unless he gives instructions. More issues. Again, this is all about the power of a shtar also, and the difficulty in getting it written. You have to make sure that there are instructions. If you omitted from, you're omitted by metaltalin and you did a kinyan chalipin, fine. You did a kinyan chalipin, so you could write it. But without it, not. What about karka? Why is karka different? Because it could be right when you admit, it already transfers. Right? It doesn't move. So it already becomes shell, the person you admitted to. So my amemar amar in kosin marzucha amar kosvin veilchza kosvin. There you would write it because it's already transferred, so to speak. Right? Rashi says kivan de odile didehu v'lo machshir guvaina, and it's just a gilui milsa. He's admitting. Good. Ravina ikwal demharya. Ravina came. Amalir of dimi baraf huno mi demharya ravina. Metaltalin v'isu beinai omai. What if he admitted to metaltalin, but they're right there? It's not like lahotzan it somewhere else. Is that like karka? Amar leke mekarkoi damu. He said to them, yes. Ravashi Amar, no. Given the mechashri guvayna lo, he still has them. And therefore, they're not like karka, even if they're right there. Period. Last story for the day. Hayu disa dalo avikasev ba shtar hodo, which doesn't have what's usually written. Amar lana kisu v'chisu v'havule. Right, write it, then sign it, then give it. He told us that. Doesn't say that. Abayev ravidami shavayu hayna de resh lakish. It must be that it's okay anyway. Like Reish Lakish says, Damar Reish Lakish, Chazaka ein Edom chosman al ashtar, elim ke nasa gadol. There's a chazaka that Edom wouldn't sign on a star unless it was done properly with a gadol. So we say, hu adin, Edom wouldn't have signed on it unless they knew the halacha and they signed it with proper instructions. Maskal l'rapabi v'teim rafuna b'rei v'shua. Really? When everybody knows the halacha, metaltalin, karka, chalipin, not, mika, midi, da'anan, lo, da'yadinan, v'safrit, be'edinan, ya'adi. We're not even, it's hard to know all the halachas of when to write, when to not to write. And we're assuming that every bezdin knows, shalinu, l'sifrit, da'vayavi'adi, l'sifrit, da'vayavi'adi. They checked, and the dayanim knew. Okay? If the dayanim know, the dayanim know, and therefore, they would trust it. Dagos Ashri says, that doesn't apply today. Hakadosh Ashri says right here, Mihu libi omerli to haidna shenismaata hatora tiafilu halomdim lo beki bedini veleslan sofrim miu chadim l'shtaros kemosha hayabi mechachamim. We don't have specific star writers. I asya odisa lekaman afilu b'shlosha chasumim lo machshirina leklau elam yin kaseba v'yamar kisu v'chasmu v'havule. Until it says it, we're not going to allow the star. Because we're not Bekiyim today, the Sofrim aren't Bekiyim today, and therefore, it's not going to work. Okay, bottom line, we'll have to stop here, B'ez Hashem, and we will continue.